America's Jewelry Company.
Hi, good morning. It's Amir from RDI Diamonds. How are you, miss?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I wanted to reach out. I spoke with Harold yesterday evening, one of the new sales reps at the store. He mentioned, I chatted with him a good bit, learned a little bit about the store. He mentioned to me that Russell would be in today during the morning.
Oh,
and suggested I call back around this time. I was kind of, excuse me, following up on that, and I was kind of hoping to speak with Russell a bit.
Just one moment.
Yep.
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. It's Emery from RDI Diamonds. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. It's Friday. The weekend's here. Looking forward to all that. I wanted to ring back. I had been speaking with the store a number of times now. I've learned a good bit about the store. I know that, like, Christmas time was busy. You guys kind of stocked up on goods then. I know January was a little bit of a slower month, and especially considering the winter storm that we all got slammed with. I wanted to reach out, and just to be completely honest, just to be blunt, I know that you've got other vendors that you work with. I want to ask, just at the very least, what could I do for you to be able to just throw my hat in the mix? I'm not looking for, like, a quick sale. I've been doing sales for years. I'm just not interested in that. I really just want the opportunity to be able to work with you, work with your store, and kind of build a relationship. So what can I do to do that for you?
Gosh, we're actually been working with the people that we're working with for 40 plus years.
Yeah, and I hear you.
We're really, really comfortable with them, and we like them.
I understand that, you know, you guys are loyal to them. Again, all I want is the opportunity just to be able to throw my hat in the mix. I know that, you know, when you get an order for something, they might not necessarily have everything you need right there ready to go. We're one of the biggest vendors in the country, and we run into issues like that. All I'm asking for is just a shot. It would be silly for me to ask you to give me all of your orders. That would be ridiculous. I understand that. All I'm asking for is just a small shot to get my foot in the door. I have perks with RDI that would separate you from the other jewelries in your area. So, for instance, our lifetime trade-up. Essentially, it is a lifelong return policy, so you're never stuck with any dead or slow-moving inventory. Even if the value of the diamonds go down, we will still take it back at whatever was originally it was bought for and credit you towards whatever you do need. Or let's use a scenario. You sell like a 1.5 oval to a client that you got from us, and then like 5 years later, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, he decides he wants to size up to a 2-carat. I'll still take that 1.5 oval, and whatever you paid for it at the time, even if the value of the diamond right now is lower, I'll credit you 100% towards that size up.
Well, I've got your website up, and I can look at your inventory and tell them what now. I just pulled it up all the time to make sure I still get in there. But, my account's still active in here, so.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Awesome. So everything, I see that on my side as well. Everything is set up and good to go. I see we've done a little bit. It's been a few years.
Yeah.
But I have seen that we've – it's funny that I used oval as the example because I'm looking at the history, and it was a couple of ovals that we did, a couple of rounds that we did.
Yeah, honestly, one of the reasons is those two different girls you had there that were – one was so insanely aggressive, she was literally calling twice a week.
Yeah.
And I even had to get angry with her and tell her, look, if you call me one more time, I will never consider you again because you're killing me here.
Yeah.
And then she literally called right back. And I went as far as to cuss her and tell her, do not call me again, and hung up on her. And damn if she didn't call right back and say, I just got hung up on.
Like she called back again?
Yes.
Okay.
Even after I hung up on her.
Was it Ashley?
Shoot, I can't remember her name.
It was a young girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Younger.
She is...
It's been a little while.
She's not here anymore. I have taken over the account, essentially. I am the account manager. And I'm all about transparency, and I'm all about communication. So if you don't want me to bug you, that's not a problem. I'll note that. I'll check in on you once a week, maybe twice a week, if that's what you wish. But
that's
communication.
That's way too much. We just don't sell. We don't do that much volume in
I hear diamonds. It could be once a month even. My point is I value the communication and I value the transparency. So, again, I'm not looking for a quick sale. I'm looking for somebody that you can rely on. So whether you get a diamond order or you have a project right now that you're working on, I would love to be able to at least ship it to you for free, memo it. I can give you a free return label as well. So it would cost nothing for you and I just to start back up with something. Doesn't have to be a big project. Could be a small project. And then again, I'll note that if you only want once a month, I'll only call once a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bug you.
That would be good.
I'm not going to bug you. I just, full transparency, I do want to work with you, however.
I can pull up your inventory and take a look anytime. So if we have a call, I'll definitely look on your inventory too.
Okay. Yeah. The inventory is live, but it also doesn't have, I mean, we have over 8,000 diamonds in stock here, and we have our New York City office that has a lot too. So although the inventory on the website is accurate, it's live. It's not going to list literally everything. Also, it's very, things are in and out quickly. So over the phone is typically when we do, wink, wink, the deals as well, if you get what I'm saying. So if there was a project that you were working on even now or even in the future, please just give me a call. Take my number down. I'll work with you. If you had, a plan A for a diamond and then a plan B, I would love to just be able to throw my plan C in there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is there anything you're working on?
What's your name? Not at the moment.
Okay. My name is Emery. It's spelled E-M-R-E.
Okay.
And my phone number is 1-800-874-8768.
8768.
And my extension is 135.
Extension 135.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And again,
your information here.
Yeah, Chris. Listen, it's been a pleasure. Again, I'm the account manager for you, so you're gonna get me every time. If I'm away from my desk, one of my colleagues may answer, but they'll transfer it over to me.
Okay.
But yeah, you'll get me every time. I'm really looking forward to hopefully working with you here soon.
Okay.
I'd love to help you with your diamonds. And again, we have jewelry as well. How are you doing with studs and tennis bracelets? I know Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Those are the two staples we normally sell at Christmas big time, and didn't wind up selling any studs or bracelets, which was strange.
Ah, so you've got kind of a stockpile.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Pretty loaded on everything. We need to take no inventory, but I say it's going to be really high because we've been buying so much off street, it's insane.
Yeah. Are you guys a... So you mentioned buying off the street. Is it kind of do you guys do pawning as well, or is it just strictly jewelry?
No, we don't have a pawn license, but people sell a lot to us because we have kind of a reputation in town as being, as paying the highest.
Because
it's the more we can get over the counter, the way better markup we get, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. I hear you.
So we buy a lot of diamonds. Pretty much everything in my inventory right now came from the street.
Really? How many?
One carat. We've probably got 12 one carats right now, 4 or 5 carat and a half, and a couple of twos and 1 3.
I hear you. Okay, cool.
In stock just from buying over the counter. I just bought a 2 carat yesterday for $2,500.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's with the nice platinum mounting and everything. So we get a lot. We get a lot. That's why I say we rarely have calls for things.
Well, listen, I know that there's going to be a situation where a client or a customer comes in and they want something obscure, maybe like a 2-carat heart-shaped diamond, or maybe they want side stones like baguettes or something for a ring. Stuff like that is going to be tough to find off the streets, and stuff like that is exactly what I excel at.
Yeah, of course.
So I know that when you call me, for example, I had a Meli order. The customer out in Colorado needed 5 matching straight baguettes. I was able to fulfill that order the same day, for instance. So, we've got the inventory, we've got the goods, we've got the return policy. All of our natural diamonds as well comes with gem print. Essentially, like the thing, it tracks the fingerprint of the diamond, and it saves the customer up to 10% on their insurance when they go to insure the diamond. So that, in addition to like the lifetime trade-up, if you like promote it or mention it to the clients, they'll be more inclined to come back to Smoky Mountain Traders because they know that you guys have got RDI diamonds in your back pocket. If they ever need to size up or if they ever needed to verify, like if their diamond got swapped or something like that, we'll be able to take care of that.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. I'm here. I'm ready for you. So whenever
Sounds
you get anything, give me a ring, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.